With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey wasted no time signing a bill providing legal protection to IVF patients and providers. It follows an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos have the same legal rights as children. That prompted several in vitro fertilization providers in Alabama to put their services on hold. Tonight's State of the Union speech, offering President Biden a big election year stage.
The president plans to tout his achievements and warn Americans about what he sees as the dangerous extremism of Donald Trump and his MAGA supporters in Congress. The speech is sure to be scrutinized as the general election heats up and with voters expressing serious doubts about the mental capabilities of both the 81-year-old Biden and the 77-year-old Trump.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says tonight's Republican response to be delivered by 42-year-old Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Georgia Republican Congressman Rick Allen tells the Salem Radio Network he wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Biden tries once again to blame Republicans for his border crisis.
He has the authority to do everything Trump did to secure the border, and he won't do it. So that'll just tell you right then, all the Senate was doing is giving him all kind of options that he could talk about, but he's going to keep doing the same thing.
Tonight's speech at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also at SRNNews.com, in Philadelphia, the kids were lining up to board a city bus when the shooting began. Several masked men opening fire on the high schoolers yesterday afternoon. Eight were wounded, at least one critically. The attackers fled. A manhunt is ongoing. Iran-backed Houthi rebels have attacked another ship in the Gulf of Aden, this time with deadly results. Several crew members on board the Barbados-flagged bulk carrier were killed. Wall Street, Dow futures up 52 points. SRN News. There is increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger. The average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Christians are worried about religious tensions ahead of India's national elections in April and May. Mission Network News reports that the Voice of the Martyrs USA has reclassified India as a restricted nation. Under the current prime minister, India has steadily declined in democratic and religious freedom in the past 10 years. An official with Voice of the Martyrs says the government of India is a driving force behind the persecution of the church. This is SRN News. A GOP-led House panel this week subpoenas former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo over his administration's coronavirus policies.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has subpoenaed the former governor to testify on May 24 about his, quote, deadly coronavirus nursing home policies. In 2020, Cuomo directed New York nursing homes to accept patients believed to have COVID-19, a decision that has prompted fierce criticism of his administration. In a letter this week, the committee told the former New York governor that his, quote, misguided decision had deadly consequences. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A $460 billion package of spending bills has cleared the House. A vote 339 to 85. The bills should keep the government up and running through the 2024 fiscal year. Now the measure heads to the Senate. More details at SRNNews.com.